This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Even though Solomon was very wealthy, he kept himself occupied with many projects. 1 Kings 4:32-34 describes this. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He described plant life from the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the wall. He also taught about animals and birds, reptiles and fish. Men of all nations came to listen to Solomon's wisdom. In Ecclesiastes 9:10, he writes, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might." You only have one lifetime to do whatever you're going to do, so do it wholeheartedly. Yet in referring to this in the book of Ecclesiastes, he bemoans the fact that work and what you produce has very little meaning. Then in chapter 11, verse 4, he makes the following observation. "Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap." Many a project never got off the ground because the one in charge delayed action. Why? Because of the weather report. Some projects that were started were not finished for the same reason. The same could be said for when economic times are tough and projections were off. I found over the years that whenever the church I pastored was ready to launch a building or mission project, offerings often went down before going up again. It's easy to be discouraged when that happens, but if the project is what you really believe God wants you to tackle, and you go forth by faith and in obedience, God somehow enables you to get it all done.